Penguin Random House Audio presents The Brain That Changes Itself, Stories of Personal Triumph from the Frontiers of Brain Science, by Norman Doidge, M.D., read for you by Jim Bond.
For Eugene L. Goldberg, M.D., because you said you might like to read it. Note to the reader. All the names of people who have undergone neuroplastic transformations are real, except in the few places indicated, and in the cases of children and their families. Preface. This book is about the revolutionary discovery that the human brain can change itself, as told through the stories of the scientists, doctors, and patients who have together brought about these astonishing transformations. Without operations or medications, they have made use of the brain's hitherto unknown ability to change. Some were patients who had what were thought to be incurable brain problems. Others were people without specific problems who simply wanted to improve the functioning of their brains or preserve them as they aged. For 400 years, this venture would have been inconceivable because mainstream medicine and science believed that brain anatomy was fixed. The common wisdom was that after childhood the brain changed only when it began the long process of decline, that when brain cells failed to develop properly, or were injured or died, they could not be replaced, nor could the brain ever alter its structure and find a new way to function if part of it was damaged. The theory of the unchanging brain decreed that people who were born with brain or mental limitations, or who sustained brain damage, would be limited or damaged.